Good morning.
Good morning.
I'd like to welcome everybody. We have a few visitors with us today that we're very glad that you're here to worship with us.
Amen.
Have a couple of prayer requests before we get started. Not only our visitors, but we welcome the people that are joining us on the live stream. And I couldn't believe we had 149 last week join us on the live stream. People from out of state and so forth. And if you're joining us on the live stream, you're very welcome. And thank you for joining us in worshiping God. We have a prayer request from Marion. She says that her mother, May Catherine Smith, is doing much better. She thanks everybody for the prayers. She is doing so much better after being in the hospital, but she is on dialysis now. They're trying to see if they can get her kidneys to function on their own again. And she again thanks everybody for their prayers and to please continue to pray for her. Anne has submitted a prayer request for Preston and Shannon. They are out of town this week. If there's any indication, I got a text from them yesterday with a picture, a whole plate full of St. Louis barbecue. And so they are in St. Louis this weekend, and they're going to be out of town next week also. But let's keep Shannon and Preston in our prayers. Also, Kathy Hope requests prayers for her niece, Joanna Rankin, who has COVID. She is a member of the church and understands the power of prayer of her fellow brothers and sisters, and would like prayers for herself. Kathy would like prayers for her recovery. Let's, before we get into our message today, take a moment and go to God in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we humbly come to you thanking you for all the blessings that you give us. We're so thankful for the recovery that some of our own members have had recently that have been sick and been out of commission for a while. We continue to ask for prayers for Marion's mother, May Catherine. We're glad that she is doing much better, but we ask that you be with her now as she's going through dialysis, that her kidneys will improve and get functioning on her on their own. We ask that you be with Kathy's niece, Joanna Rankin, while she has COVID. We pray that the medicines and the rest that she gets will get her back feeling back to normal soon. We ask that you be with the doctors that are treating her. We also ask that you be with Shannon and Preston while they're traveling. We miss them. We wish them safety and to come back to us and to be safe while they're gone. Dear God, be with us in the rest of this worship service. We hope that you've been glorified and have accepted the songs that we've sang to you. We hope that you've heard our prayers and that everything we've done has been pleasing to you, and that it's been done in spirit and in truth. We pray everything through your Son Jesus. Amen. We're going to look at sunrise and sunset today. Both of those times are favorites of mine. I love sunrise. I like that early morning. It's cool. It's quiet. Before the day gets, you know, hustling and bustling around. These are given to us from God. They're constant and they're orderly. We don't have to worry about, is the sun going to come up in a different direction tomorrow? Sunrise is always in the east. sunset is always in the west. God has created that for us, that it is constant. It is orderly, just like He is. God gives these as a sign of weather. Jesus was talking to the scribes and the Pharisees, and they had asked Him in verse 1 for a sign from heaven. They were always wanting to know about a sign from Him. And He answers in verses 2 and 3 in Matthew 16. He says, He answered and said to them, "When it is evening, you say, 'It will be fair weather, for the sky is red.' And in the morning, 'It will be foul weather, for the sky is red and threatening.'" That old saying, red sky at morning, sailors take warning. Red sky at night, sailors delight. It's from the Bible. You know, a lot of people think it was John Steinbeck. It's from the Bible. You know, you look at a sunrise or a sunset, and it's telling us something from God. God still speaks to us in ways of His creation through His Word. God gives us sunrise and sunset as a measure of time. In Genesis, the first chapter, when the account of God creating the heavens and the earth, in verse 5, it ends up, "So the evening and the morning were the first day." Sunrise and sunset is a measure of a day for us. God gives us time, and we can see that through this gift that He has given us. God gives us evidence of His majesty, His power, His glory through sunrises and sunsets. When we look at a sunrise, if you're up that early, one, next time you are, take a look at it and remember, this is from God. At the end of a day, when you see a beautiful sunset. There was one time I was up by Red Rock. And the sun was coming up and hitting those rocks. I had to pull over and just sit and look at it. And I'm thinking, this is from God. It's almost like a spotlight on God's creation. And it was just absolutely beautiful. But God gives us evidence of Himself in sunrise and sunset. Psalm 19, verses 1 and 2. It says, "The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament shows His handiwork. Day unto day utters speech, and night unto night reveals knowledge." When we think of this, when we see this handiwork of God, God is speaking to us. He is declaring Himself through this. In Psalm 113, verse 3, says, "From the rising of the sun to its going down, the Lord's name is to be praised." I don't know if I can see a sunrise or a sunset without thinking of God. And when you think of God, you think of His majesty. You think of His power, His glory, His honor. And it gives you pause to be thankful and to just acknowledge His power. I'd like to look at sunrise for just a moment. Moses was told by God to go to Pharaoh in the morning. That's at the start of the day. To give Pharaoh a chance to repent. Go in the morning at the start of the day. You've got all day to repent. He did this time after time after time. There in Exodus, as Moses was trying to convince Pharaoh, let my people go. Let them go. Why? So they can serve God. This is a whole nother lesson. He didn't want them go to be out of bondage. He wanted to let them go so they could serve their God the way that they wanted. Because Pharaoh wasn't letting them do that. And go in the morning. At the first of the day, Pharaoh might let them go. He might repent. No matter what's happened yesterday in our lives, and in, as far as that goes, whatever's happened in our whole life, sunrise is an opportunity. It's the opportunity, it's the message to you, to us, to me. This is a new day. It's a reminder that God has given us another day. Not everybody has had that. There are people today that didn't have that opportunity. We know people this week that have passed away. They didn't have this Sunday morning because their God has called them this previous week. This sunrise was a gift for those of us that are still here. It is an opportunity to serve God. And whatever has been behind us, we can leave behind us. If yesterday was a bad day, today is a new day, a new start, a new beginning. To be better than we were yesterday. We don't have to be that same person. If you've had a life of experiences that you're not happy with, today started a new day. Started the beginning of a new life. The rest of your life. Today was the beginning of the rest of your life. The rest of my life. In Acts 17:30, it reads, "Truly, these times of ignorance God overlooked, but now commands all men everywhere to repent." I am so thankful that God overlooked my time of ignorance. Where I was playing the fool, where I was just acting a knucklehead. He overlooked it, didn't condone it, never condoned it, overlooked it, gave me a chance, but now calls all men everywhere to repent. He's given us another sunrise to do that. 1 Corinthians 6, verse 11, Paul had just been talking about what horrible sins. He gave a whole list. Fornication, thieves, murderers, homosexuals, fornication, all of that, adultery. And he says, those that commit sin cannot enter the kingdom of heaven. And he goes right in, he says, and such were some of you. you used to be those people that were not able to get to heaven, but you were washed. But you were sanctified. But you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. God overlooked that time of ignorance and gave them that chance to repent. Psalm 96:2, this was our scripture reading that Don read today. Sing to the Lord. Bless His name. Proclaim the good news of His salvation from day to day. Do it today. And if we are blessed, if we are blessed with a sunrise tomorrow, do it tomorrow. And if we're blessed with a sunrise the next day, you do it then. From day to day, we sing praises to His name. Hebrews 13:3. But exhort one another daily while it is called today. Only do it if it's today. Okay? Only exhort one another today. And tomorrow, when tomorrow becomes today, do it then. Lest any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. Not only are we encouraged to do this, today exhort one another, but by not doing it, we run the risk of being deceived through sin. We run the risk of deceit by getting caught up with sin. We have been given today. Hopefully, we'll be given tomorrow. Sunrise is a reminder that God has given us another day. Not everyone has been given that gift. Amen. Let us use it to serve Him. I cannot believe I finish early and Dick's not here. Dick, wherever you're driving, please watch this online someday and realize you could have been here today, Dick, and finished early. Amen. But no, when he's here, I got to go over 5 minutes. So you, when he gets back, you all remind him that Bruce finished early one time. So anyway, we have been blessed in our lives tremendously. I look at some of the things that go on in the world. Not everybody has today. We have been given today. That sunrise that God gave us is just a reminder. We have today. We need to use it for Him. If you need to respond to the invitation, if you haven't put your Lord on in baptism, like Paul was saying there in 1 Corinthians 6 about, and such were some of you with those sins. But he says, but you were washed. You were sanctified. You were justified. That happens at baptism. If there's any of you that have not been baptized, we urge you to do that now. Not tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. If you've been baptized and you're a member of the Lord's church and you have sin in your life, repent now. Not tomorrow. You may not have tomorrow. If you need prayers for strength, Ask your brothers and sisters to pray for you. We will pray with and for you. Whatever your need, please come forward, let it be known, and we will address your needs. Let's stand and sing as Kurt leads us.